Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dead of Hip Hop audio review. Bryson Tiller, A Different Christmas. You know what, Ken? Hey, look, Bryson Tiller needs no introduction. We've done a Bryson Tiller joint. When this shit first came on, I was like, this is the reason why this nigga Kendo like this nigga, man. Because it's like that first Be Mine This Christmas, it's not bad, but it doesn't feel forced in a way that it just doesn't mesh. It just feels like it's a reach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to sexualize Christmas. And I was like, I don't know if I'm here for that. I don't know if I'm here for that. But I can't front. The music sounds good. And this brings me back to early Bryson. You know what I'm saying? So it sounds good. It was a little, I don't want to say corny, maybe hokey, of just sexualizing Christmas. I don't know. I'm listening to this and I'm like, bro, I'm not playing this for me and mine. Like, this is not putting me in the mood. And then I'm not playing it, like, just in general, like, as a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
So it just almost, I guess it's fair to say, it missed the mark. Like, but he was on the mark with what he said and what he tried to execute. But it's just, I don't know, like, just sexualizing Christmas turned me off of this whole thing.
So the songs were fine. It's just the theme.
Yes.
You know, using Christmas as, like, the theme.
Yeah.
To sing these sexualized songs. Which is why, you know, according to the Apple bio in here, he says, you know, that's why he called it A Different Christmas, which I get. Yeah, you're right. That first track is like, I wanted to do this because I wanted to say, okay, I always give Bryson a shot. Everybody mm-hmm. by now should know how I feel about Bryson Tiller. And that first track came on, I was like, oh, nah, man. And then Cold December Nights is a song from Boyz II Men's Christmas album, which is like, I hate Christmas, but I play that album all the time because Boyz II Men, they make anything sound fucking good when they sing with their harmonies and shit. So when he redid that, I was like, oh, the nerve of you to even try to do that. But he kind of twisted it up a little bit. So, but I recognized it. Every Christmas, when they get up, the kids get up to open presents, that's the first song I play. But I wanted to give him a chance. And then also, you know, Christmas is one of those things where you have artists, especially R&B artists, always trying to make a Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you become or part of the Christmas rotation?
100.
And so I'm like, so I'm always kind of curious. Like, most artists are hokey. You cannot, it's hard to create a signature Christmas song.
It is.
The Mariah Carey joint that gets played every time. Or Boyz II Men, Let It Snow. That's a hit. The Temptations. You can go down the list. A couple of Frank Sinatra joints. But I always try to see what could you do. So like you, I'm not hearing anybody, when Christmas comes around, playing this Christmas. None of this.
Nah, because even Presents, again, I like the track. I think it's a good track, but it doesn't resonate with Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It more so resonates with a Bryson Tiller project. And I think I would have enjoyed it a little bit more knowing that it was just a Bryson Tiller project without trying to shoehorn the message of Christmas or the feeling or the sentiment of Christmas in this. Because it didn't need it.
Nah. I thought Lonely Christmas was a cool track with Justin Bieber and Pooh Bear. I didn't even know Pooh Bear was still active. He used to be on some hip-hop joints back in the day. He was on Yellow Wolf. Remember Radioactive?
Oh, yeah.
I think he was the same. He was the song on one of those tracks. I thought the song with his daughter was cute, though. Wonderland, the last one.
Yeah, and that's the closest thing to a Christmas damn song on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Lonely Christmas.
It's a good pop record.
It is, but is it Christmassy?
It's not Christmas, but it's not. It's not Christmassy, but
it's a little bit more than the other tracks, but it's not really Christmas.
No, I don't think
that Justin Bieber.
I'm trying to think, because of Justin Bieber, could this get picked up and become? No, I don't think it would, but it depends. It depends on what the masses, you know, the gatekeepers say. But it doesn't give you a Christmas vibe, no. Like the instruments or anything like that, I don't get that. I think the song is absolutely horrendous, and I don't even know why he even tried to do this. Was "I'll Be Home for Christmas" the acapella? And when this mud was harmonizing and then humming instead of singing actual notes, I was like, oh my God. And I think I forgot what song it was on here, but I realized who Bryson Tiller is for this generation. He's this generation's Keith Sweat. That's what he is. I think he's good enough to make, well, he had a, I don't know if he's still making big records the way Keith Sweat was, but in terms of like vocally, not going to knock you out the box, which Keith Sweat wasn't going to knock you out the box. But he had those motherfucking hits. And that's what Bryson Tiller, if Bryson Tiller had more hits like he did off that first album that people fell in love with, you know, he would do his thing. But, you know, he's still around. I just don't know if he's still, you know, popping like that. But vocally, I was like, he's fucking Keith Sweat. But yeah, I wanted to do this one because it's Bryson Tiller.
Yeah.
Two, it's current. Three, we're in the season. It's Christmas. So I was like, oh, you know what? This is new. Let's give this a shot.
Yep.
You know, and I was hoping there would be some joints on here. Well, there's one joint on here I like, but I was hoping I would hear something different, but I didn't.
Yeah. Okay, so if I take the Christmas theme out of it, I think this was a solid project. Because we did his last one as well. I really don't remember. I have not listened to it since. But the music is pretty decent, with the exception of a couple, because, you know, he's just pushing that theme a little bit too much. But the music, the aesthetics, the vocals, I like them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been a fan of Bryson. Consistency is the issue with me and Bryson.
Yep.
And even this, it lends to that. It's like, really, bro? Like, I don't know. How do y'all feel about this shit? Because 17 songs, 18 minutes, I'm a forego favorites, because this is not in the rotation at all, Ken. This is the last time I will listen to this.
Yeah, same.
You know what I'm saying? But look, is it in y'all's rotation? Did y'all listen to this? Does it get you in the mood for Christmas? Or does it get you in the mood? Either way, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know. Let's have a little conversation on this one, because this one's very interesting. But you guys already know, man. D365, we're coming to an end. We right around the corner. 22's up next. We out. Peace.
Peace.